Very, very nice. I could wait a long time, and he's never going to come in with Maggie May, so I'm not going to make you think that that's coming up next here. This is Bumper Music, and we have the best in the business, all put together by our boss. And we appreciate what Mike does around here at WJR. 7:50, 10 minutes away from 8 o'clock. I got to spend some time with Ken Calverley last night when we were at the Ambassador Cigars and Spirits on Rochester Road in Troy. A wonderfully nice, friendly place. Jeff and Sean, the owners, doing a great job making people feel comfortable. And Jennifer Mefford and Tom Mittelbron, Executive Director, Jason Head, Assistant Executive Director of the fabulous NECA folks that we have a great relationship with. Appreciate what they do. They are all good Michiganders and good Americans, working hard for all of us. But we were there for another great cigar event. And usually when I'm with the Inside Outside guys, it's outside while we're watching the hard workers from Victor's Home Solutions put a new roof on a roof for somebody who needed a new roof and couldn't afford it. And Victor picks up the tab. But last night we were inside, Kenneth, and I got to tell you, given the weather, I'm glad we were inside together.
I agree with you, Paul. It is cold outside, and I'm sure I'm not the only one that's getting tired of this gray we see every day we walk out our doors.
Very tired of the gray. But you add to that today the colder temperature, just now 20 degrees, and the slippery conditions that might catch us off guard. So everyone be aware of that. However, there is some available therapy for the gray skies, gray weather, slippery conditions, et cetera, and it's this weekend in Novi, and you guys are going to be there. I think both days.
We are. As a matter of fact, I'm going to show up later on today. I don't know what my partner's doing. He's probably off slacking somewhere, but I'll be there later on this afternoon.
We can't find Chuck Bridenstine anywhere. He's the inside guy, and he's staying inside.
He hibernates during the week. He only comes out on the weekends. That's it. To do the show when he goes back in. So it's going to be a balmy 72 degrees inside the Suburban Collection Showplace this weekend, Paul. And I got to tell you, one of the things that happened during COVID, I'm sure you know this, is these shows shut down. And a lot of homeowners, because they couldn't find contractors, they hired the wrong contractor. They hired people they shouldn't hire. And this is the show that if anyone thinks they have anything on their schedule as far as home improvement coming up, go to this show. These are the biggest and the best and the brightest superstars of the housing industry in Novi this weekend. Thank you to the Home Builders Association of Southeast Michigan.
You know, you just brought something up I never thought I'd be asking you about, but you just made me think of this. Kenneth Calverley, the outside guy from the Inside Outside Guys on WJR, and that is, what if you do hire the wrong contractor or person or people to work on your house? What do you tell people to do if they figure it out a little late, but figure out that they have hired the wrong people? What can you do?
Boy, you know, that happened a lot. We've gotten so many emails. And at one point in my career, I was on the Michigan Board of Contractors. And that's where, if things go really bad, that's where you ultimately go, is you write the Board of Contractors here in the state of Michigan, and they'll take it from there. But I got to tell you, we recommend people, when it comes to giving people deposits, give as little as possible at the deposit. And then we hear this all the time. Well, someone will come in, they'll give a $3,000 deposit, and they'll never hear from them again. Oh. If it's a $3,000 job, give them a $10. If they want, let's say they want their deposit, give them a 10% deposit, and then the rest when they start on the job, and make sure they are licensed by going to the State of Michigan LARA website.
You know, that is very good advice that we all need to be reminded of, because there are people out there, and some of them there are good people who have been hurting for a few years because of the pandemic, and they might be in trouble and need some money. But man, oh man, the more money you hand over before any work is done, the bigger problem you might be setting yourself up for, sadly.
You're absolutely right. And you know, no one begrudges someone to try to feed their family. But one of the things Chuck and I saw back in 2006-07 was the lack of trust, honesty, and homeowners knowing where to go. And that's why we started the Inside Outside Guys back in 2008, And that's why we have such a great relationship with the Home Builder Association, because if you go to those two places, you're not going to have a problem. We have great contractors. And at the show this weekend, we're going to have the Contractors Pavilion, where many, many of the Inside Outside Guys team partners are going to be around us. So you're going to be able to go there and meet them, see what they do for a living. I apologize. There goes my clock. I'm going to walk out of the room. But just a great place to go this weekend. We really encourage people to go to the Suburban Collection Showplace.
What out there at the Suburban Collection Showplace and for the big home show there in Novi, what exact hours will you be there? Because I know you're generally there a little more than just your on-air times, because people want to talk to you and meet you and all of that. So exactly when will you be there, Saturday and Sunday?
Well, I'm going to be there a little bit later on this afternoon. Tomorrow we will be there. Chuck and I always get there early. We're going to be there probably 8 o'clock in the morning. We actually have a 4 o'clock show, so we're going to be there almost all day tomorrow, probably even around 5 or 6. Sunday, our show, because of Michigan State basketball, doesn't start till night. Excuse me, it starts early at 9 a.m., and then we're usually out of that show. It closes at 2 o'clock on Sunday. We're usually out of there around noon or so.
Yeah.
But we're there most of the mornings for both.
And people, they love you on the air on WJR, and they love to see you in person. Ken Calverley, the outside guy, and Chuck Bridenstine, the inside guy. Before we run out of time, quick note. With these bitter cold temperatures, anything last minute or that we can still do to protect our houses, that's something that you know through your experience people forget about or don't do?
The most important thing you can do in your house when you're shutting it down like this is keep the air moving in your house. Keep that furnace fan on, even if it's not producing heat. Keep the air moving in your house. Don't give mold time to grow. Keep the air healthy.
Good point. I'm going to ask one other question. We have some ceiling fans down south, and people have told Kim to keep those fans on all the time. Do you agree with that?
100%. Put them on low. This time of year, you want to put them counterclockwise. You want the air to move. But yes, any way you can keep the air moving in your house this time of year is only a good thing.
All right. Always good advice. We appreciate you. Have fun this weekend. I know people will at the Novi Home Show out at the Suburban Collection there. And thank you, Ken. It was great being with you last night.
Same, Paul. Thank you very much for what you do.
Kenneth Calverley, the outside guy, along with his partner, Chuck Bridenstine, the inside guy, as we continue.